Hi guys, I'm actually on an adrenaline high. This morning was quite a memorable one for me. Last week we went and got because South Africa's got this thing where you have to have a new identity document. And so it's not an ID book anymore, but it's now an ID card. So they gave everybody 7 years to... So they gave everybody 7 years to, to actually get this card. Now, because we got married in December, both Brent and I decided, okay, I need to get a new ID anyway, my marriage surname, and then we'll get our marriage certificate, and then he'll get his card. So it was very quick. Last Wednesday, we went and got the photos taken. It's somewhere down there at the Home Affairs. And then on Monday, I got the SMS saying that my ID is ready and I can come and collect it. And so I thought, okay, well, I'll try and take off today. And then I'll ask the lady who works for us, Bongi, to come with us. Just makes communication a bit easier. But then she got sick. She got flu very badly. But she also didn't know that I was planning on this. Otherwise, Shane, the poor woman, would have probably come in. But so last night I said to her that I'm going to come. And she asked me, would I be okay? I'm like, yeah. Because the last time we had access issues with the guide dog. And it was taking forever and whatnot. But this morning, bright and early, we got up. And I sent Brand off to work. And I got an Uber cab. And I let him drop me off at the Home Affairs. And all I did was I went to up to the security guards and I said to them, look, I'm here to collect my ID. Can somebody please assist me? And there was a lady there and she took me through. She sat me down in the line. She told me what my number was. We were there quite early, so I got help fairly quickly. And the lady... at the counter where I was supposed to be. Well, I got up when they called my number and then everybody jumped to, come, let me help you. So they took me to the right counter, which is fine because it's a long line of cubicles where you can sit. So, you know, to pick the right one is quite difficult. And then she got my ID to me within 5 minutes. I got my new one and I left. And then I actually got the same Uber driver and I quickly went to a mall because I needed something at a big chemist, and I called some of my friends, and they said, okay, well, please can I bring them this and that? So I did. I got them, and then I was waiting for Checkers to open, so I went and had a coffee, or cappuccino actually, in a little place. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a very nice place, and we were there about 2 years ago, and Rigby still remembered the place, and we went there, and then I went to a big, like a supermarket, and I got donuts, and cookies, and I surprised Brunt at work, and I took everybody at Brunt's work cookies, so everybody loved me, and they fell on it like rats. But today was a very much accomplished day. The reason I think why I'm so happy and why it's so good is because I managed to do everything myself, without any... I didn't actually take anybody with me. If I got help, it was there, you know, at the places. And it just feels like, you know, an awesome day. Oh, here comes Brant. Brant, say hi to the audio boo, guys.
Hello, audio boo.
Yes, I'm just, you know, it's so good to know that even though you're blind, you know, you can still manage to do these things. And it sometimes seems very big, especially if you haven't done something before. But as soon as you actually do it, you realize that it's not such a bad thing. Once you take the plunge, you know, you can, yeah, as Brant says, it's difficult to take the plunge. But once you do it, then... it's cool. You know, you can do whatever you put your mind to, and it's not that bad.